Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Without further ado, now it's time to get to the Roman guest line. We are joined now by our guy, Ken Barkley, one half of the hit show, You Better You Bet, part of the BetQL Network. Ken, thank you for joining the show. What are you eating for dinner tonight?
Oh, man, dinner was a little bare bones. You know, we're trying to take a couple pounds off here in the dead of winter, not exercising as much. So just like some grilled chicken and a wrap and some steamed broccoli and just, you know, we're playing it real lame, to be honest. Like nothing really that's worthy of discussion. Like, I come on and I'm like, what's your dipping sauce? Like, I mean, that leads to a viral 24-hour sensation.
Right.
I don't think like, what's your favorite green vegetable is necessarily going to lead to the same dynamic. So a little lame dinner. It sounds like we're on a lot of the same stuff tonight, by the way. I was listening to Ryan, his response to some of those scores. Nice. I am definitely on Maryland against Michigan State, so hopefully that Maryland covers the 3.5 in that game. I'm also on the over in that Bucks game. I'm on the first half over, too, just because the Bucks sometimes get up like 100-50 and then just like turn the car off, basically, and the game goes under. So it sounds like we're on a bunch of the same stuff, which is great.
Are you on Northwestern tonight?
I am. Boy, it's so funny you bring up that game. I toyed with the idea of how weird is it to see a team that loses every game close
right?
and is a dog to everyone be favored.
I know.
Like, what do you do just intuitively? Like, forget about making a number on the game, but with a team that's so predictable, like Northwest, like every game they play comes down to, doesn't matter who the opponent is,
right?
Comes down to the final possession. I couldn't bring myself to lay the points. Are you on Northwestern in that game?
I had to just because, yeah, man, like Rutgers just can't score. And it's 23-14. Rutgers has 14 points. There's 8 minutes to go in the half. So I didn't feel great, but I was just like, what the hell am I missing here? Where they've lost 8 of 9 and they're favored by 5. And I know it's Rutgers, and I was on them this weekend. And I love me some Ron Harper Jr., but they are a tough watch, man. They just, like, they can't score.
They beat Purdue.
I know.
Remember they beat Purdue? Like, that's like the Jags-Bills result of the college basketball season so far. Just, like, a wild setup when we consider how those two teams have developed over the course of this year.
And that's kind of what I wanted to ask you. I know we're going to talk Super Bowl here, but, like, as far as, like, your power ratings and just, like, how you're handicapping these college games, because – I mean, there's a lot of parity right now. There's some top teams, but also we've seen some crazy stuff. Alabama's another tough team. Like, they get up for, like, the top matchups, like Gonzaga, but then, like, you know, they don't
like tonight?
Right.
Maybe?
Right.
Maybe
no, like tonight? I love them tonight, especially as 6-point dogs.
No, we hate them tonight. They can't keep getting away with this.
No,
they play trash
against
regular
outright,
teams.
Kid. They might win
they
outright.
And they always get up against Gonzaga and all this. No, the blue blood getting up and getting hyped, that is not sustainable. And my foot is getting put down tonight. 3 units.
Yeah.
3.
Yeah. So Ken, like, is this just like this year, though, your regular handicapping process? And how's the season been for you so far?
It's gone pretty well. The overnight bets, like, the market is still moving exactly in the direction that I would expect it to. So in that way, like, nothing different is happening. Like, I'm making bets earlier in the process, either overnight or like the morning of the game. The market is moving to my number. So everything about that, like, if you just ignore what actually happens in the games, like, business as usual, like, or not even business as usual, like, what you would want to happen when you make bets early in the process, like, you want the market to move as you think it's going to move. The results have been tricky in some spots. Now, some of that's going to be, like, COVID protocol stuff early in the season was really weird. Some injury stuff really early in the year was weird. I feel like home dogs and conference play in a lot of spots this year have been particularly insane. And I wonder if that's because crowds are back, obviously, from last year to this year, and that's, like, somehow not still being factored in as, like, effectively as we could be doing it. Like, as an example, to bring up that Maryland game that you and I are both on, Ryan, like, Big Ten home dogs in these spots have just been the absolute nuts. Like, they just can't lose. I mean, Penn State wins in double overtime last night against Iowa.
Don't remind me.
A number of spots. Well, yeah, sorry to bring that one up, apparently. Yes. Just a number of spots where, you know, kind of these, like, you know, we're not talking about like 10 or 12 with a team that's no home court advantage, but, you know, like, these 3-6 point home dogs have just been insanely valuable in the right spot. So Kyle Vessel's been going pretty well, like, overall, like, probably up a little bit. The overnights are down a little bit. But to your point, yeah, just a little bit of a weird year in terms of some of the volatile teams that you mentioned with Alabama.
Yeah.
I think no clear dominant team, which I think we could probably all agree on, like who's the number one team. Like, forget that Auburn's the number one team in the country. Like, who's the best team? Like, really, we're just going to go with Gonzaga again in that situation? We're really going to do that? Is that really the right answer? Is it a team that maybe hasn't emerged yet? Is it a team like Duke potentially that's like actually playing pretty well? It'll be interesting down the stretch. Definitely not a dominant team. And home dogs in some of these situations. If you can find a reason night to night for the next 3 to 4 weeks to play on some of these home underdogs at small numbers, they almost just have to be valuable.
Oh, it kind of fits into Louisville at home tonight against UNC, right?
I mean, who wants them in that game?
No.
The team is falling apart.
Yeah, they hate each other. Right.
Right.
They kick the best player off the team.
Ken, that was the best part about Saturday. I didn't mean to cut you off. Against Duke, though, man, like, nobody was even talking about the game. It was just like, this team hates each other.
They hate their coach.
Here, we're going to go to this press conference.
Here's 60 seconds after the player talking about how bad the coach is.
In that game.
So did I.
So did I. Duke was -9 at the opener. Like, are you kidding?
We were looking good.
And it closed like 6.5.
Yeah.
I'm like, I got to be in so good here. And I felt like I was in, I mean, 3 at the end of the first half was a disaster. But, like, I felt like I was in really good on that game. So, yeah, I mean, there's a perfect example. Like, the teams that no one wants. And these are always the numbers. And we can talk about Super Bowl eventually, but we got a lot of time. Like, these are always the games that you'll hear people, casual bettors, people in the space, be like trap games, right? Like, they'll always use that term to describe stuff like this. So what they're actually, even if they don't realize it, what they're actually referring to is essentially a game where they're disregarding the value of home court advantage. Because, like, the trap game is always the small road favorite that's way better than the team they're playing against, but because they're playing at that team's place, the number's pretty small on the road. Yeah. Like, that's always like, oh, trap game, and it's like, or home court in the Big Ten is worth like 4.5 points.
Yeah.
Like, or that's true.
That's
or one
point.
Of those things. Like, if that game, so what was Michigan State tonight? 3.5 against Maryland, I think.
Yes, they were.
If that game's in East Lansing, that's like 11. Like, to give you an idea of how much home court is worth. Like, so it's just, when I put it that way, is it really that crazy that it's 3.5? Like, not a trap game. Like, it's just home court is worth a ton.
Yeah.
And if you watch college basketball this year, you know that's true.
I also just hate my own team, Maryland. So, like, anytime I get to fade them, especially after they came back and beat Northwestern.
They stink.
Yeah, they stink.
I mean, they are awful.
And their coach was weak. That's why he's gone. Ken, let's talk about the Super Bowl. So we have, like, two drastic, narratives coming into this thing. So, of course, Joe Burrow and this Cincinnati Bengals team are like the team of destiny. They're getting all the love. Joe is so cool. They went into Arrowhead and did what needed to be done. And then on the opposite side, we're looking at a team that pretty much paid, like, they have, I tweeted this out. It feels like they have like 12 future Hall of Famers on this team. Like, they paid a lot of money to get all these stars, and it finally looks like it's paying off as to now they are in the Super Bowl. Do you have what's the biggest overreaction, do you think, from either one of these teams on either one of these sides heading into the Super Bowl? Like, a lot of people think Joe Burrow is the guy and he's going to go get it done because he's Joe Cool. And then the people also think like, oh, this Rams team is like way too talented to fail. And they're just now putting things together. Like, is there an overreaction that you can pinpoint on either side? And also kind of like a gambling turn on that assessment.
Yeah. It's so funny. You bring up the overreaction word, which I think is important in betting. It's for me, it's less about like the narratives coming into the game. And it's more about, are those narratives or are things like home field advantage for the Rams playing in SoFi or their familiarity with playing in a Super Bowl because McVay and some of those players, Von Miller, et cetera, have played in a Super Bowl. Taylor was on the staff, but most of the Bengals haven't been near a game like this. Like, those type of things. Okay, those are like important things to think about. Are they causing the number to move, right? So I care much more about overreactions that cause numbers to move, right? So like Louisville, we just talked about that game. Like, now there's a team in a two-game subset against Duke and North Carolina where like information or news about stuff that's going on with the team has caused massive overreactions to what's happening. Like, you can document, well, the number should be this. Like, KenPom makes it this, I make it this, and it's like 5 points more than that. So like, that's where you can document an overreaction. I don't know if something is happening in this game like that yet, but I was really surprised that the Rams took money and went from 4 to 4.5 last night. I was actually really surprised by that. So my number, just, it's the Super Bowl. I'm not going to tell you the line's crazy off or it's like some billion-dollar money-making opportunity. It's the Super Bowl. Like, the number's going to be pretty efficient.
Right.
My number in the game is about 4. Thought we'd be at 4 the whole week. And I just think this game sets up, like you mentioned a bunch of the narratives that are going into the game, and Burrow kind of partly plays into this. this Super Bowl, although it's not like Rodgers, Brady, Mahomes, these big names, it presents as like a really, really fascinating game for a really specific reason. There's something about the Bengals that's happening that people like me who like think about game handicap, make numbers, and I'm one of a million. This doesn't make me seem special, but all of us that think about the game, we're missing something with what's happening here. And that's okay. Like, it's okay that we're missing something. And I can at least like be transparent and see that that's happening. And I even acknowledged it going into the AFC game last week, like got closing line value in the game, but maybe like I could have a blind spot for something that's happening with this team. Mm-hmm. And I just can't figure it out. They get outgained every game. They force a ton of seemingly like lucky mistakes from their opponent that aren't provoked by like good play. And like that just seems to happen over and over again. But when it happens three times in a row and it happens to the best team in the conference, okay, like, I can at least acknowledge maybe there's something going on here. So the game presents is interesting because if you like the Rams, the reasons you like the Rams are the same reason you would like the Chiefs, same reason you would like the Titans, honestly, same reason you would like the Raiders. Ability to generate pass rush, advantage at the line of scrimmage on both sides. Like, that's the Rams, and you're going to hear that case. We all made that case for the Chiefs. We all made that case for the Titans. I was on the show doing it in both games. Yeah. Like the Raiders, it was, what did we hear about the Raiders? It's the bookend defensive ends. It's Ngakoue and Crosby. They're going to cause a ton of problems. Like, or not, or the opposite of that is happening. So it's just, it's funny because the same handicap has to apply here. Like it's Aaron Donald and Von Miller and this pass rush against this offensive line. And it's the Bengals, like, can they create any momentum at the line of scrimmage on either side? I guess not. But, like, can we also acknowledge that there's something, like, kind of more than the quantitative stuff going on with this team? It's just weird. Like, the day Brady retires, we were talking about this on our show today, do we have another dynamic starting? Not that Brady and Burrow are the same, but where a team is, like, generating a ton of momentum and everyone's betting against them at every turn and they still win anyway. And the Brady first playoff run, Raiders, Steelers in the AFC title game, Rams in the Super Bowl, the exact same dynamic was happening. How can they win? There's no way they can win. And then they win. So just like acknowledging that something magical kind of, and I don't usually use that word a lot, might be going on here. I think that's like the coolest part about the game.
And really quick, that's exactly like I had people, because I always go on in Milwaukee, and like the people that were calling in today were like, well, what does your DVOA say now? Because like the Rams and the Bengals, like the Bengals should not be here, man. Like I don't know.
It's not going to help you make a bet.
If I'm betting on them, Ken, it's only because I'm rooting for them. You know what I mean? Like there's no number that gets you there. I'm with you. Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Ken Barkley. That was our guy, Ken Barkley, a.k.a. Lockie Lockerson, a.k.a. Snowy Dareson, joining us on the Roman Guest Line. Get a free online evaluation and ongoing care for ED, all from the comfort. And do I say ongoing weird? Ongoing?
No.
Ongoing?
Ongoing.
Ongoing?
Okay. No, ongoing. You got
ongoing. Ongoing. It just sounded weird. All right, Roman, let's fulfill this destiny real quick. That was Ken Barkley on the Roman Guest Line. Get a free online evaluation and ongoing care all. Jesus, now I'm stumped on it. Care for ED, all from the comfort and privacy of your home. Go to GetRoman.com/BetQL now to get $15 off your first month. That's GetRoman.com/BetQL. Ongoing.
Ongoing.
Ongoing?
Ongoing.
Cam, how do you say it? Quick. Ongoing.
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 Ongoing. Ongoing.